I said that we'd be looking at where this is with regards to health on several levels or in several areas of health. So let's take a look at how things are going with the spirit. And when I say the spirit, let's take a look at what's happening emotionally, mentally, physically, family. Now, changing gears a bit. Deuteronomy 28 being one of the places, just one of a number of places, where God lets the people know, he was telling his people through the prophet Moses what would happen initially if they consistently obeyed him. Listen to this. This is just so encouraging. Now, let me say this in advance, though. I don't want anyone thinking that all of these promises that God made to the children of Israel also applies to all the saints of the 21st century. These are promises he made specifically to them. They were specifically appropriate in their context because he was speaking not to individuals from amongst that group, that very, very, very large group, millions of people. He was speaking to the nation as a whole. He was addressing the nation as a whole. Listen to this, for instance, in Deuteronomy chapter 27. Verse 1 says, Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, not this individual and that individual, the people, the whole group, keep all these commands that I give you today. When you have crossed the Jordan into the land the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. That was going to happen, of course. Joshua led the way. God parted the waters of the Jordan River, and they did just what he told them to do. They set up those large stones. There is so much that was being told here. They were given, being given literally laws in quite a bit of Deuteronomy. Quite a bit of it. What was to happen when they were going to war? What would take place when someone needed to make atonement for an unsolved murder? What would happen when it comes to the right of the firstborn? That wasn't information that was being given to just this individual or that individual. It's being given to a nation of people. A nation of people. They weren't technically a nation yet, but a nation of people, the whole group of them. And so still talking to the whole group of them as a nation. He says in Deuteronomy 28 and 1, starting at verse 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. He was not saying to Charlie, I'm going to set you above all the nations on earth if you fully obey me. He wasn't saying to Jennifer, if you fully obey me, I'm going to set you above all the nations on earth. No, he was saying to the nation of Israel, which, by the way, was technically a nation by this time. Excuse me for that earlier. They were a nation. He said to the nation of Israel, if you fully obey the Lord your God, I will set you, nation of Israel, above all the nations on earth. And continuing with his promises, he said, all these blessings will come upon you. The you is plural there. He is still talking to the entire nation of people. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. When they moved into the land to possess the land, to take possession of the land, some of them were going to live in the countryside. Some of them were going to live in any of the numbers of cities that were in that land, in the land of Canaan. It didn't matter. God was letting them know it didn't matter whether they lived in one of the rural areas, the country, or whether they lived in one of the cities. They were going to be blessed. He was going to see to it that everyone was blessed. It didn't matter whether in the country or the city. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. When it would come time for the nation of Israel to go to war against another nation or other nations, plural, the nation of Israel would be given power by God and favor by God and support by God to defeat those nations' armies, those nations' military forces. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns, plural, and on everything you put your hand to. Barns, plural, because more than one person was going to have a barn. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. He was referring to the land of Canaan, the whole land, all of the land of Canaan. He was not giving all of that land to one individual or even to five individuals. The nation would be taken possession of by the nation of Israel so that the peoples of that nation, Israel, would be able to live in it and enjoy his houses, enjoy his resources, enjoy his foods, etc. The Lord will establish you as his holy people. People, plural. He's talking to the whole nation. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Now, remember what was supposed to be happening here. The people of Israel, the nation of Israelites, were supposed to be fully obeying God, receiving God's blessings, not only for their spirits and their spiritual health, but also for their physical health, for their mental health, for their financial well-being, etc., so that other nations who were continuing to watch them could say, whoa, hold on. So that's how life works when people, when nations fully obey God. And the plan was that Israel would set the stage, would lay the foundation, set the example for the other nations so that they too would decide, hey, let's connect with God too. Let's leave all these false gods. Let's let these idols go. Let's follow the one true living God that the nation of Israel is following. And they become God's people too. So that all the earth, all the peoples of all the earth would be God's people and he would be all their God. All God to all of us. That was what the plan was. That was the way it was supposed to work. Look at this some more the next time. Up next, I want you to hear Dr. Martha Ginn as she speaks politics, even maybe getting into why some people vote the way they vote.